This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The suspect caught on video taking a baby from his San Jose apartment kidnapped the infant while his grandmother was unloading groceries on Monday. Sergeant Christian Camarillo of the San Jose Police Department.
She took the baby in the apartment, went downstairs to unload some groceries. In that short amount of time, someone entered the apartment.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was wearing a white long sleeve onesie with dinosaurs on it. Russia has said that the threat of nuclear war is very significant, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the risk should not be underestimated. Britain's Armed Forces Minister James Heapy has downplayed the Russian threat, calling it bravado. The family of a Missouri teenager who died last month after he slid off an amusement ride in Orlando, Florida, filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. The young man was described as an honor roll student with a bright future. USA Radio News.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Elon Musk vows to bring back fairness and free speech to Twitter, Amazon founder and former CEO Jeff Bezos is playing conspiracy theorist, suggesting China has influence over Mr. Musk. Inflation continues to hurt Americans in every walk of life.
Inflation climbed by 8.5% through March, according to the Consumer Price Index. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says President Biden's reckless spending led us here.
Even as wage growth accelerated for a fifth straight month, workers' paychecks once again failed to keep pace with the steep surge of rising prices. Raises and bonuses are being swallowed by inflation. Real wages are down 2.7% year on year. Democrats' runaway spending has brought us runaway inflation.
The high rate of inflation in March was driven by big gains in food, gas, and shelter, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A man was taken into custody Monday after leading police on a two-hour joyride in a stolen Chicago Fire Department ambulance. The 70-mile chase ended after a short foot pursuit. The name of the suspect was not released. A judge has put a temporary restraining order on the Biden administration's efforts to end Title 42 protections at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
Title 42 is not consistent with our values, and it doesn't keep us safer. The Biden administration is putting plans in place to deal with people who are asking for amnesty and humanitarian relief at the border. But keep in mind, we need comprehensive immigration reform, and that's something all the Democrats are on board for.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says this is all about getting future votes.
Well, it means that they want to let tens of millions of folks come here illegally. By some estimates, over Biden's 4 years, that could be 30 million people. That's the state of Texas. That's five Missouris. okay, of people coming here illegally, sent on midnight flights around the country. The Democrats right now are playing for keeps. They want to pack the court. They want to add states to the union. They want to federalize our elections. And now they want to add a whole Texas of illegal immigrants to this country. So it's up to the states to push back. That's what we're doing. But this is shocking. And this is the playbook, which is to open the border and provide amnesty.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. All these interviews we do, no 8-second sound bites, okay? We're not into the real quick sound bite deal. We want to go into a deep discussion on these issues that matter to you. Whether they have to do with your cultural issues, spiritual, political issues, and we bring on these excellent guests, you know, smart people, so that you can be all the smarter as a result. You know, as we were talking about earlier, this is like the problem with the state of California, which I was born and raised in. You know, since it became a one-party state, they really throttled back the intellect of, you know, the legislators, as well as we, the people in California. They've dumbed everybody down there because it's, you can only have one side of the conversation. You can't have two, which is most unfortunate. Speaking of, you know, smart people, Bob Barr joins us now. He's the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. Bob Barr, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be with you. And I had a sense of, you know, deja vu or reminiscence as you were talking about California, because I went to college out at Southern Cal back in the late 60s when Reagan was governor and the state was an open state. You had vigorous political competition. Republicans were in charge, yes, but you had open competition and open speech. And it is dramatic how that state has changed into a cauldron of hatred, stupidity, and laziness. I mean, it's really a shame.
Well, let's remind them also that Governor Reagan gave money back to the people because the state had collected so much money, and the Democrats went apoplectic. They were in the fetal position. They almost suffered from PTSD, Bob. They just couldn't imagine.
It was amazing to watch. I mean, I was out there at the time, and between Reagan and his Attorney General Ed Meese, they did great things politically and legally and business wise to the state of California. And really, what undid it was the opposition to the Vietnam War that gave a tremendous podium to the left, and they took advantage of that wedge issue to start the process of taking over first a Senate seat, then another Senate seat, and House seats, and governorship, and so forth. And now we have a state that is absolutely crumbling and opening at the seams.
It's kind of amazing because if you study California, this is what Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats want. I mean, California is the poster child of the aspirations of the Democratic Party. Why would America want what California is?
It's amazing that California still has any sort of draw. It's diminished, certainly. We see that with the reduced influence of Hollywood and so forth. But when you deliberately allow a state to crumble and dissolve at the seams like they've done with California, then that provides, of course, the justification for more money, which is, this vicious cycle that the liberals want. They destroy something, and then they demand more money to fix it, and then it just keeps on going. We see that with the border, for example, as well.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was Jerry Brown who made it legal to give California driver's license to illegal aliens. And, of course, on the heels of that was anybody who had a driver's license got a ballot. Well, and then what followed shortly thereafter was ballot harvesting. So there's always a plan with the Democrats, and then they claim some sort of righteousness, which is galling. And what they have done to the Golden State, Bob, is they have absolutely changed the demography of this once rich and vital enterprise.
They have. I mean, back in the late 80s, when I had the honor of serving as the United States Attorney here in Atlanta under President Reagan and then Bush, I remember speaking with one of the Republican-appointed U.S. attorneys out in California at the time. This was probably, 1988 or 89. And this notion of motor voter legislation was just getting started, of course, in California, as you noted, Bill. And the U.S. attorney with whom I was speaking said very presently at the time, this is going to open the door for massive voter fraud, and we will not see judges stepping in to stop it, because judges will just take a hands-off approach. And by golly, 30, 40 years later, here we are, and that's exactly what's happened, and it started in California.
Yeah, and here it is, after the 2020 election, people are still scratching their heads going, what the heck happened? You know, Bob, people ask me, they go, Bill, don't you believe that the 2020 election was legitimate and Joe Biden was, lawfully elected president of the United States? I said, you know what? I don't know. And sadly, I don't know. I don't have the confidence. And that's not my fault. It's the responsibility of each of these states. It's the responsibility of our government to ensure the privilege of voting and its efficacy. And they let everybody down to such a degree that we all are wondering what the heck happened.
We are, and legitimately, as you say, the silver lining here, similar to, for example, when Bill Clinton won the presidency, and then in 1994, we had an off-year election like we have coming up now, and it provided an opportunity for voters to get back on course, and we had the huge wave of Republicans, of which I was honored to be a part, into the House of Representatives, taking control for the first time in 40 years. So that's going to happen, I'm confident, this year. Now, that won't solve all of the problems, but at least it will provide an opportunity to stanch the damage to some degree. And if we can take the Senate, then it provides a real opportunity to start making some positive changes in advance of the 2024 election. So I'm optimistic about that, but I still do not have much of a degree of optimism looking forward over the long term with the cultural damage that the liberals have done to this country. It's going to take a long time to get that undone.
Yeah, without a doubt, Bob, I have been warning that if the shellacking, as predicted, occurs in the midterms, that the Republicans should not waste this political opportunity and suddenly go in with guns a-blaring and let's impeach Joe Biden and let's do all these investigations, because they end up going nowhere. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to get Hillary Clinton, to say, oh, you're right, you got me, I cheated, I lied, I destroyed evidence. It's kind of like Dinesh D'Souza said, one of the things that his key takeaway when he experienced a little bit of jail time, he said what he learned from the convicts is they never give up the con. And, you know, and they're not going to, right? Exactly. So they're not going to. So why waste the people's time and money going through all these investigations? Go about the people's business and be measured based on the positive things you do and not all these, you know, frustrating, okay, time to punch back for all the silliness the Democrats put Donald Trump through and the rest of the Republicans. Let's do something for the people is my vote. Bob Barr is with us, and he will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bob Barr continues with us, and you know, it is such a privilege to have Bob on, is because of his background And he's been there, you know. You talk about being in the room. I mean, Bob, you were in lots of rooms, you know.
Well,
and when it comes to the history of our country.
The CIA and the Department of Justice, and then, of course, in the Congress. But I was very, very intrigued by what you were talking about, Bill, right before the break. If the Republicans take over, as they should, the House and very probably the Senate this coming year, it's very important that when we do that, that we don't overreach and all of a sudden start going after Democrats and trying to do this and that and all sorts of stuff. You have to do it in a measured, coherent, managed way. That's a lesson I learned very early on in 1995 after we gained control of the House for the first time in 40 years. We tried to do too much too quick. The voters said not so fast. So what Newt did, who was a great leader, not a perfect leader, but a great leader, he said, okay, we're going to slow down. We're going to put together a program, and we're going to sell it to the American people. And by golly, within 2 years after that, we balanced the federal budget, we cut taxes, and we reformed welfare. Each one of those are tremendous in and of themselves, but we were able to accomplish that because there was leadership and a coherent plan.
Exactly. And Bob, as I shared with you, Bill Clinton owes that Congress a measure of gratitude. Because you saved his presidency.
Well, Bill Clinton is a smart man. And were it not for his very obvious and severe personal issues, he would have gone down, I think, as a very good president. And he now claims credit, of course, for balancing the budget. It wasn't him. But I do give him credit for signing the legislation that did balance the budget that passed by Republicans in the House and the Senate. He wouldn't have done it on his own, but it turned out to be a win-win. Republicans did it, claimed victory for it. Clinton signed it, claimed victory for it, and the American people were the winners. Unfortunately, then when Bush came in, he blew the top off of the balanced budget, and they've never come close to putting it back on.
Yeah, amazing. Bob, you write that Elon Musk is the hero liberals love to hate, and this was punctuated recently by Jeff Bezos, who suddenly threw a little conspiratorial boomerang out in the middle of the pile there, suggesting that Elon Musk has ties with China. It says the man who lives in glass houses that if you look in his warehouse, most of his product comes from China. So who's beholden to China more? Would it be Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk? What do you think?
It is sort of funny because Bezos has a long history of kowtowing to China. And, you know, all of these major businesses, whether it's Tesla or Amazon or other companies, you know, they do business in China. And in order to do that to one degree or another, they have to comply with restrictions that they wouldn't otherwise like to and that we would not force in this country. But it is sort of ridiculous on the face of it for Bezos to be criticizing Musk for that when Bezos is the poster child for caving to China in terms of a number of his policies and programs, including some of those that the U.S. government operates with.
I was going to say, lest we forget who created this monster to begin with. I mean, let's go back to, you know, Richard Nixon and, you know, and on through the decades. Here we are thinking that we're going to support China. We're going to be good people, help them. And because of all the good things we're doing for them, they're going to enter into the democratic process. I mean, we have created this monster ourselves and outsourced all our intellectual property, ideas and development and manufacturing. We shipped it off to China, so we forced businesses to do business with China, and now we got it, and people are going, wait, how come we're doing so much business with China? And nobody stops to look back in history, Bob.
And it's not only doing business with China. We have invited, one administration after the other has invited Chinese scientists and members of the Communist Party, including those with ties to the People's Liberation Army. We invite them to come over to study at our universities and our research centers to learn what we have so they can go back. And I saw a study just recently, Bill. I think that virtually every major communist Chinese weapons system is a mirror image of ours because they have taken and we have allowed them to take our technology and now use it against us as an adversary.
Well, Peter Schweitzer wrote extensively, and others have picked up on this, and they call it being elite captured. We have elected officials that are in the pocket of the communist Chinese. They've invested a lot of money, and whether we're talking the Biden family, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, here it is. We have a pandemic that we're still dealing with, and is China volunteering any kind of information as to what happened, how this pandemic actually came about?
Of course not. And this goes back to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had, even going back, Bill, you probably remember, to the days before he became president, when he was governor of Arkansas, he had very close ties with Chinese business people. Charlie Chan, but I mean, there was a group of Chinese businessmen who basically groomed Bill Clinton because they realized that he was an up-and-coming leader, and they kept those connections going all the way through the White House. And, you know, in some of our oversight, we uncovered money trail directly from the Chinese military into the White House, into the Clinton-Gore campaign. So it really accelerated under the Clinton-Gore administration, and Republicans have not done nearly enough to stop that.
Well, and you could see a trail even with, you know, some Republicans. I mean, you know, whether you're looking at John Boehner, according to Schweitzer, and, you know, Mitch McConnell, I mean, we have to decouple. We must decouple from China, and this is going to be a tough opportunity. I mean, I believe Donald Trump started to open that door, and I think that's why the communist Chinese, you know, so strongly supported Joe Biden for president, because they were getting clobbered. I mean, we were collecting something like $400 billion in fees from China. Imagine that. And, of course, as soon as Biden is elected, that $400 billion goes away.
And this is why the investigation of Hunter Biden, which is not so much about Hunter Biden as it is about Hunter Biden as the intermediary between the communist Chinese government and his father. And yet we don't have anybody apparently at the Department of Justice or any U.S. Attorney's Office that wants to look into this. And that is an investigation that needs to take place. But as you say, it needs to be done in a professional, measured way, not just rushing in to grab a headline.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to let a special counsel take charge. You can't have Congress do this, Bob, in my humble opinion. You know better than I do. But the other thing is that because, you know, and I asked this question of Miranda Devine, who wrote the book, The Laptop from Hell. Miranda, how does this stop with just Joe Biden? I mean, this happened on Barack Obama's watch. And it wasn't just Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, that's right. We had the Clinton Foundation. We had Hillary Clinton running amok, selling off uranium interests, you know, to the Russians. What, I mean, this stinks to high heaven. And nobody wants to touch Barack Obama because he's the first black president. And his life matters, I guess. More important than our country.
I think you're right. No, you're right. We no longer have the independent counsel law. This Department of Justice is not going to appoint a special counsel. And until we get a change in administrations, I guess it's really not going to be uncovered.
Well, just one quick thing here. When we only got 35 seconds, so it's not fair. But one of the things we were going to try to address was the CDC needing to have its regulatory wings clipped. Boy, they have just gotten over their skis, speaking of which. 25 seconds left, Bob. I'll let you summarize that real quick.
The CDC is the poster child for mission creep in government. This agency started out after World War II for one very specific purpose, to eradicate malaria in the southern United States. It accomplished it. that immediately switched gears and started pulling in all sorts of other responsibilities, and now
want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The suspect caught on video taking a baby from his San Jose apartment kidnapped the infant while his grandmother was unloading groceries on Monday. Sergeant Christian Camarillo of the San Jose Police Department.
She took the baby in the apartment, went downstairs to unload some groceries. In that short amount of time, someone entered the apartment.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was wearing a white long sleeve onesie with dinosaurs on it. Russia has said that the threat of nuclear war is very significant, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the risk should not be underestimated. Britain's Armed Forces Minister James Heapy has downplayed the Russian threat, calling it bravado. The family of a Missouri teenager who died last month after he slid off an amusement ride in Orlando, Florida, filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. The young man was described as an honor roll student with a bright future. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. This next story, this is incredibly heartbreaking. I've got to tell you, it's about a wife and mom who resides on a small hobby farm in West Michigan with her 5 children. Two of whom were adopted from Ukraine. Her youngest daughter, who just came to the family through adoption just this past June, was diagnosed with end-stage renal disease just 2 months later. Can you imagine that? Now, their God-given freedom is keeping them from needed health services for their daughter. Now, her attorney, Jenna Campau, is the mom who is going to be coming on with us in just a moment. And her attorney, Brian Festa, is with us right now. Brian is a civil rights attorney who, along with his business partner, Don Jolly, founded the nonprofit organization We the Patriots USA to preserve and reclaim our God-given inalienable rights. You've heard us talk about this. You know, our God-given inalienable rights. I mean, the fact that they have to be preserved and defended. Again, we're reminded, as Ronald Reagan said, that it's not like... our values pass in the bloodstream. You know, the idea of freedom in our democracy is something that has to be constantly defended. Now, Brian is a father, too, who became involved in medical freedom activism and legal work several years ago after his son was seriously injured by a flu shot. Brian, welcome to the show as we wait for Jenna to join us. I guess we're having trouble connecting. Maybe you can help us understand, what Jenna and her family are going through. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Good morning. Just a quick correction. I am actually not Jenna's attorney. I am the vice president and co-founder of We the Patriots USA. I am an attorney, a civil rights attorney, as you mentioned. Part of our mission here at We the Patriots USA is we connect people with outside counsel that we hire. And we fund their litigation. So my organization, We the Patriots USA, is funding her litigation. We are still in need of funds for this case, in great need of funds for this case, because this is going to be a real dogfight that we have on our hands against Spectrum Health and Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So anyone who can help out, I just want to throw my website out before I forget. It's wethepatriotsusa.org. There is a link and a flyer right on the homepage for Jenna's case to donate for her legal fund, because her daughter, I mean, this is a matter of life and death, Bill. She's got end-stage renal disease. She was adopted from the Ukraine last year, as you mentioned. And the hospital told Jenna, the mother who we're trying to get on the show now, the hospital told her that she would not be able to even be evaluated for a transplant, let alone actually get it.
This is when she came to, this is after the adoption. She's here in this country, and you're talking about this hospital. We're not talking about a hospital in Ukraine. We're talking about a United States-based hospital.
Yes, unbelievably. I know. You would think it was a hospital in Ukraine from what I'm about to tell you, but it was a hospital in Grand Rapids, Spectrum Health, which owns Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, told her that, yes, she obviously needs a transplant, but she cannot even be evaluated for placement on the transplant list. She cannot be placed on the transplant list unless she has not only the COVID shot, but also the flu shot. They decided to add that one on, too, now. So now this is the new order of the day, Bill. You are going to be denied critical, life-saving medical care and treatment unless you have their list of shots. And it doesn't matter if you have a religious objection. She voiced a religious objection. Nope. These are the rules. Too bad.
Well, Jenna Campau joins us now. She's on the phone. Jenna, Brian was giving us the backstory of what you've had to endure. And, of course, as he said very early on, this is going to be a long battle. And it would seem so academic on its face because we are guaranteed our inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in our country. But under the current regime and rule and the power of the CDC, which we just had Bob Barr on, and he very quickly touched on it, their regulatory control and how these hospitals have been empowered is so extreme. Tell us more about the story from your perspective, Jenna.
Yes, I apologize for not being tapped in immediately. I just sailed out of a dentist's office. So thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. Basically, in a nutshell, she started on dialysis last August, 2 months after we adopted her. And the talk of transplant and heading in that direction came up very quickly because she does have end-stage renal disease. And
this was something you didn't know about prior to the adoption?
We knew that she was headed in that direction. We did not know what stage she was
at. The severity. And how old is she now?
Right.
How old is she now?
17. She's 17. She'll be turning 18 in July, which is actually also a very key component of the situation. But within 2 months after starting dialysis and getting into a dialogue with the hospital, they were already, putting the pressure on to have these vaccinations, a longer list than has been discussed, I think. COVID for sure, flu for sure, but a list of at least six that they're insisting on, and that we just, it's just completely against our conscience and our awareness of safety issues, too.
Exactly. Well, kind of amazing. We have people streaming and, you know, coming through the border nonstop, and there's no concern of any kind of vaccinations for them. But here we have a young girl in distress, you know, from Ukraine, and there's no consideration for our First Amendment right. This is amazing. I got to imagine, Brian, let me ask you, the liability, you know, for the hospital in infringing on Jenna and her daughter's, well, Jenna's constitutional right as a U.S. citizen.
Oh, yeah, there's major liability. So first of all, under state law, it is illegal to discriminate, you know, in Michigan against a person in a place of public accommodation on the basis of their religious belief, but also under Title II of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which is federal law. It is illegal to discriminate against someone, to deny someone service in a place of public accommodation, which a hospital is. Obviously, they offer their services to the public. Mm-hmm. Any place that does that is a place of public accommodation. It is illegal to deny people services on the basis of their religious belief, and that's what they're doing. And in this case, being that it's life-saving, this is critical life-or-death situation, I don't think a jury is going to be too sympathetic to the hospital. So in my opinion, they have major, major exposure here. What I do want to say that Jenna mentioned about her daughter turning 18 in July, that mm-hmm. is a key component, as she mentioned, because if she doesn't get on the pediatric transplant list before she turns 18, the wait list is much, much longer, 3 to 5 years if you're an adult. But if she can get on that pediatric transplant list, which is why this is so urgent, and I'm urging everybody who's listening to please help out, donate at WeThePatriotsUSA.org, because we need to get this resolved and get her on that transplant list within 3 months. I mean, there may be other legal issues to hash out in court after that, but we need to at least get her name placed on that list before she turns 18 in July.
Jenna, I got to imagine, I mean, there's just as Brian is spelling out here, there are critical benchmarks that are before you, and our audience, I know that they're faithful to respond in many ways, financially and spiritually, and they'll be praying for you and your daughter and your family, that these impedance will get removed, and that you will realize a breakthrough, you know, for your daughter, because here it is. We're talking life and death, and we've got about 45 seconds left. So I'm going to let you wrap up the story here, if you would be so kind.
Yes. Just please educate yourselves. Get educated. Do your own homework. And keep praying for just a transformation in the medical community. I know that they are well-intentioned, and we wish them the best, but we want to move forward in just a civil and an effective way for the benefit of our daughter and everyone in this same situation.
Well, again, here it is. We're dealing with, you know, to me, some basic constitutional issues, Brian Festa. And again, I'm going to let you wrap it up. Tell everybody the website real quick.
Nobody wants to get ripped off. So it's WeThePatriotsUSA.org.
Nobody to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't
put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got? We got Dean Cain without a cape.
Without a cape. Now, I hide the cape in public, Bill. It's just bad form to run around with the cape on.
Well, you know, I haven't had a cape on since I used to use my mother's, clips for, the laundry.
Sure.
I think when I was about 6-7 years old. And jumping off the roof thinking I could fly like Superman, it just, gravity came into play.
Yeah, that happens. It would happen to me, too, if I didn't have an entire team of special effects guys there working for me and stuff. But I don't think I ever, as a kid, took the old clothespin pin and put on a cape. I didn't aspire to play Superman. He was my favorite superhero, but I was more into being a football player or playing cops and robbers or things we used to do back in the day. I never aspired to Superman, so imagine my surprise when I ended up there.
Yeah, and here you are, and now you're in this new movie, No Vacancy, and you're wearing a cape of a different sort, right? Can we say that?
100% so. It's wonderful. I play Pastor Cliff Lee, who I got to meet in person and spend some time with. It's always fun when you're playing somebody real. Mm-hmm. Also wears outlandish shirts all the time, which is not normally my style, so I had to get used to that. But he's what a great guy, and the film is a wonderful, wonderful film. It's a story of there's several stories going on at the same time, but the real story to me is the story of Cecil Johnson, who is a homeless drug addicted guy who gets brought into our hands, so to speak, and finds a home and becomes a leader, and it's a wonderful, wonderful story. T.C. Stallings, who plays...
Yes, I was going to say, our good friend T.C. Stallings. I was happy to see him in the cast. What an awesome cast. Yeah, you did a great job. Excellent.
I mean, I knew when we did the read-through, I was like, uh-oh, this is his movie. He's running with this bad boy. Yeah. Just like he did when he was a running back in college. He took off with this one. He's really fantastic in it, and the story is so compelling, and you just... It tugs at your heartstrings, and it's a very good feel-good story, too, at the same time.
Yeah, the story No Vacancy is a true story, as you say. How did it come to you, Dean?
It just came to me through my agency, actually. You know, I try to be open to faith-based movies as often as I can. In fact, I work with JC Films, which I don't get paid for these movies, to go and give them a day here, a day there for small, little, tiny movies. Anything that sort of helps move the needle. It's a weird time today. Entertainment is doing some things that I don't 100% agree with. I'm all for the First Amendment and freedom of expression, and do make any film you want to make. And I'll do the same. And so I like to make a lot of films that mean something to people and can maybe help change the culture, change a life, tell someone's story that otherwise wouldn't be told. And to be able to come into this film, when I read the script and saw what it was about and that it's a true story, it really hits home. And true stories get rid of that. It's a Hollywood kind of thing. You know, it's make believe and so on and so forth. When it's a real story, you know, it has a different weight to it.
Exactly.
And to meet all the real people was really cool.
And culturally appropriate when you're talking about homelessness. Wow. And going back to what you were saying earlier, in terms of faith-based movies, family-friendly movies, the proof's in the pudding at the box office. I mean, you know, they are more successful. This has been proven time and time again, but yet Hollywood types, I guess, because you might get an Oscar or whatever it is, they'll spend all kinds of money. But boy, they're finding out that these faith-based, family-friendly movies are the ones that are turning numbers at the box office.
They really do, and they turn, even if it's not the box office, because the business has changed so much that everybody watches them at home. You know, you get everything. You get a big giant, 75-inch screen in your house now with surround sound, and with the COVID and things happening, whether it's the box office or if it's streaming at home or however people go to watch these films, the faith-based movies do very, very well. I go back to like Frank Capra movies, things like It's a Wonderful Life, stuff like that. Those are the kind of movies I love and I've always loved, and they're pro-American values, they're pro-family values. They still have some edge to them. They can tell the story, but they're wonderful, and I love to be a part of films like that.
Yeah, I'm like you, Dean, because you come away from movies like that, and you're uplifted. You feel like there was some benefit from it. It's like my old mentor in my radio days in L.A., Chuck Bloor. You may or may not know that name, but he did an incredible number in programming in Los Angeles radio. And what he would tell us, he said, your job when you open up the microphone is to elicit a positive emotional response. How's that?
That's phenomenal. That's certainly missing from a lot of what we have in Hollywood today. That's for sure. I love that. I would ascribe to that every single day.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I ended up, when I built sales teams, I would tell the salespeople the same thing, except it wasn't about radio. It was about, hey, when you go to meet a client, your job is to elicit a positive emotional response, so much so that when it was time for you to leave, they were kind of sad that you were leaving the room. You know what I mean?
That's rare for a salesperson.
But you see, you're kind of used to that because you're charmed. People love having you in the room. When you go, they go, oh, I want to hold on to Superman's. Don't go.
I'm okay with that. I like that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Of course, the movie No Vacancy, which is going to be a Fathom release, is going to be available for the public when, Dean, exactly?
What is it? My understanding is May 9th. It's looking at like 770-plus theaters on May 9th. On Monday, May 9th, and I guess you can go to novacancymovie.com for tickets and information. I always have my little notes here so I don't screw that up. Because it's you never know how a film will do. If this film does wonderfully, and it's like when I did God's Not Dead, we never expected it was going to get the kind of response that it got. I'd love to see that same thing happen with No Vacancy and people sort of take that into their heart, especially here in California. California, we have half of our nation's homeless here in California, and it's a horrible crisis.
Yeah, 70,000 plus people. The last time I was in L.A. visiting one of my old radio stations, Dean, I was shocked to see the tents on the overpasses of the freeway. I go, what is going on here?
It's horrible here, and they're, our government is not doing a good job here in California of dealing with it. And it's unfortunate for those who need it, whether it's mental health issues, whether it's substance abuse, whatever the case is, or if it's just people who are down on their luck. We have plenty of resources here in California, and they're not being allocated correctly, and I wish they would be. And if that means churches and groups like that can pick up the slack, they always try to, and maybe put some funding and some funding through those sources, because like with Pastor Lee that I play in this film, it's exactly what happens. He ends up getting these, it's almost like It's a Wonderful Life. When you need everything and you're at your lowest point, all of a sudden the community comes together and supports you in a way that you never expected. And it's very humbling, almost embarrassing, yet wonderful at the same time.
Well, it's clearly the hand of God. You know, I tell people often I'm a but God Christian. They go, but God, what do you mean, but God Christian? I say, because whenever you read in the Bible about all woe is you and everything, all hell's breaking loose and that's happened, and then all of a sudden God enters the picture, but God. But God comes in and does miracles, just like he did in this movie. We're talking with Dean Cain. He's all in this movie. Not only is he one of the stars, but he's also a producer for No Vacancy, which is going to be released as a Fathom event. And Dean, I will say to you that everybody that I interview that is a Fathom event movie ends up, you know, getting success that is unrealistic, and days are extended. More movie houses become available. So that's our prayer for you as well, is that you will, extend our winning streak here with people that we interview for their movies, okay?
No pressure.
That's all right.
No pressure.
Okay. None whatsoever. Okay. So, Pastor Cliff Lee, what did you have to do to study for this role?
You know, what's funny is I got to meet Cliff before I started filming. And he's just such a, I know so many pastors and so many church leaders and people like that. And so as an actor, you're always watching them and seeing their mannerisms and things. But Cliff is, we're not exactly alike. First of all, the guy's 6'4", which is, I was like, what? How do I play taller? But he's the nicest, most wonderful guy. And he has a great sense of humor, which, you know, you don't see that all the time with pastors and things. I mean, that's great when you have one because it's entertaining and they're fun to listen to and they catch your attention. He's extremely charming. I studied Cliff the night we had dinner before everything started. I was just watching him at the corner of my eye, trying to get little pieces and mannerisms. But the character just made sense to me, what he was trying to achieve and what he was going through. And so it wasn't a whole lot of crazy preparation. I didn't try to be exactly like Cliff himself. I played, you know, the character that I saw written on the page, with anything I could pull from, you know, that sort of the substance of who Cliff himself really is, who is a extremely kind, lovable man. I mean, and again, with a wicked sense of humor.
Yeah, it's a good Samaritan story, isn't it?
Oh, well, of course. And of course, the hotel that they're trying to buy for the homeless is called the Samaritan's Inn. So it's, but it's absolutely a Samaritan story, 100% through.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, we thank you, you know, for joining us and telling us about the movie. We're excited that it'll be coming out, and people will be highly encouraged and enlarged as a result of this true story. And what a great cast that is part of this movie as well, Dean. We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it and bring us home, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, it's real simple that, you know, sometimes these events don't get any attention. And what happened in Cecil's case is that a reporter ended up having to be covering this area and this story about this group trying to buy a hotel for the homeless and try to expand their reach. And then Cecil's story got in there. So because of her story, and Sean Young plays this character and does a great job with it, everybody paid attention to it because it got in front of their eyeballs. And they all paid attention to it, and the community comes together, and wonderful things happen. You know, it's the hand of God, as you say. And I believe that's the case. The same thing that I promise you that Cecil Johnson would say, and he did say many, many times. That's the story, a real story of recovery and hope.
And it's for one night only, a Fathom event right now. 770 cinemas nationwide have committed to this Fathom event. Monday, May the 9th, this year, save the date and get ready to be blessed like you've never been blessed before. This is absolutely awesome. Dean Cain, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you, sir. God bless.
You take care. God bless.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi.